This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show at 6. BG will be here at 6. And then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata. You're going to need to ask Jordan about his – he was caught on tape. On a hot mic saying that he was sick of the tush push. You got to ask him about that or have Hugh do it.
Well – oh, we will definitely ask him. This
okay.
It's just a matter of whether we're going to ask him on air or off the air.
Okay.
Well, I can't figure out.
What?
Is where the hell's – where did Pete Davidson come from?
Yeah, like, why are they all friends with Pete Davidson?
They're acting like they were bros with Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's from, like, Staten Island.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Do you think he's a Jets fan or a Giants fan?
I know he's a Jets fan. I just don't get – maybe he's, like, ditching him. I just don't know why all of a sudden he's, like, at a lot of – he's in Sixers game last week.
Because I was going to say – because I saw Joe Douglas was there yesterday as well. I was like, does he know Joe Douglas? Why is he there? I wonder why he was at the Sixers game.
Why was Joe Douglas there yesterday?
Because he's got nothing else to do.
Because he's bored.
Yeah. all right, so
Could
we had
a – looking to make contact.
Well, when you don't have a job,
you
know,
what I'm saying.
It's a relationship business.
What do we need Joe Douglas for anymore? We got Howie.
He was good, Joe Douglas.
Joe Douglas is the one with the eye for talent.
Yeah, maybe
Howie drafted Quinyon and DeGene.
Yeah, but look. Yeah. If Joe –
Howie's team drafted.
If Joe Douglas wanted to be part of the organization again, I think that would be an asset, bringing Joe Douglas back.
I mean, they missed on Wilson, but they hit on a lot of those other players up there with the Jets.
Absolutely.
Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson.
Absolutely.
Breece Hall.
I mean, that situation up there is – it's very hard to judge a general manager – because when you have the opportunity to go get Aaron Rodgers, you go get Aaron Rodgers. But then it
I didn't realize he couldn't play anymore.
No. Also
he
didn't
all right yesterday.
Also completely wasted the first year because of the injury.
Yes.
So yesterday, very little Nick yesterday, there was the incident with Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter gets hit with a personal foul for essentially like punching the guy in the head, and they got lucky.
He's gonna get fined for that.
And they got lucky that it ended up being at the end of the after the kickoff.
Well, they called it after the play,
as opposed
like
to
dead ball foul,
as opposed to it being a first down for the Steelers.
Yep.
And then on the sideline, you saw Nick trying to scream at Jalen Carter and what's his name, defensive line coach, getting in the way. I can never remember his name.
Clint Hurt.
Kurt, was it Clint Hurt?
Clint Hurt.
Kurt Hunt.
So here's what
nailed it.
Yeah. That's please
Clint
grab,
Hurt.
Please grab that.
What? Kurt Hunt?
Kurt Hunt. Clint Hurt. Kurt Hunt. What's the difference? So here's what Nick said after the game about the little confrontation there.
We're going to correct the things that we need to do better and praise the things we need to do well. And so, you know, in that moment, that's what that was. I love Jalen Carter. I love what he brings to this football team. Right there, he needs to be smarter in that situation because it could have gave him the ball back. It didn't give him the ball back. But it could have. And so we're going to need to get better from that. And so that's what you do as a coach.
You know, their two personalities, when they get fired up, Nick and Jalen, I can understand why Clint Hurt wants to be in between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jalen Carter gets a little fired up. It's happened a couple of times. Look, you want him.
Well, we saw him that Saints game.
Yep, and it was happening again yesterday. But then Nick goes and gets a little fired up, and I can imagine that Nick screaming in Jalen Carter's face when Jalen Carter is already pissed off is probably not a situation that is going to end up well, which is probably why Hurt gets in between the two of them, knowing he knows his guy.
Oh, sure.
And knows the best way to talk to his guy, and that's probably not the best way at that moment to talk to his guy.
Yeah, I guess. But he's the head coach.
Right, right, right.
So if he wants to talk to him, he's going to talk to him when he wants to. Now, I'll say this. I was happy that it didn't go further than what it did. And they were able to get between them. Because you're right, when you get those two personalities together, that would have been a major story today as well. But, yeah, I thought Nick Sirianni, he's the head coach. And that needed to be addressed. And he wasn't going to wait until you got in the locker room to address it. Listen, we all love Jalen Carter as a player. That stuff is okay until it costs you a game. To it cost you a game in the playoffs. And if Nick doesn't do anything about it, meaning like address it, then it will cost you. You know, Shannon Sharp has one of these sayings, is one of the few that I like that Unc gives out there, and that's that don't accept anything in a victory that you wouldn't accept in a loss. So you gotta get that corrected. You gotta get that corrected. Because it's not a good look for Jalen Carter, quite frankly. It's not a good look for him.
And you don't want the refs looking for that stuff, because the more you do. And I was glad that Nick doubled down on after the game that he can't act that way.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because Nick's had the habit of you know, you don't want to throw your players under the bus, but also sometimes when he won't acknowledge those things, he looks a little bit ridiculous when he won't acknowledge what happened.
Yeah.
And I thought Nick saying, great player, love what he does, can't cost us like that.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to keep control of this team, right? Like, you do stuff like that, that's when you've lost focus on the game and you're doing individual stuff. You out there hitting Connor Hayward for what? For what? Because you just wanted to get a shot in on him? That's an individual thing. That's what Barnett used to do. That's stuff Derek Barnett used to do.
It drove us crazy.
Yes.
There's his name again.
So I understand. Jalen's a great player. You got to mature, though, bro, because you hurt the team with stuff like that. You can't do that stuff. That's an individual act that has nothing to do with toughness or anything else. It really doesn't. And then the smiling on the sideline. So when I hear that Jalen was all hot and bothered, he didn't look hot and bothered to me. He looked like the cat that ate the canary.
Yeah.
And he just got away with something.
Right.
Right? Like from he wasn't too bothered by the situation, understanding the magnitude of what it could have led to.
By the way, looked that same way in the New Orleans game when that was going on as well. Like, he just wasn't taking the gravity of that situation seriously.
Yeah. I thought Nick handled it best he could.
Eagles,
I was okay with that.
Eagles winners of 10 in a row with the real chance of the number one seed, 215-592-9494. Speaking of Nick, we will hear him speak next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. A great gift. A Chickies and Peace gift card for the holidays. Perfect gift. You can buy it in person here at Chickies or online at chickiesandpeats.com. That's you, Ike.
It is me. That's what
that's all good.
That's all good. Hey, let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, you can make that special someone feel like a world champion this holiday season with a diamond engagement ring from the team at Mark's Jewelers. Located minutes from everywhere, Mark's has locations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and their flagship store is in Montgomeryville, PA. Now, Mark's will be your first and last stop for all your holiday shopping, and it's the premier diamond destination for you. Now, how do I know that? Because they're my jeweler. That's how I know. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.